Next patient is Libby Richard. Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Libby is L. L as in Lancy, L-I-B-B-Y. Next paragraph. Oh, please make a copy of this for Rose Boscano, B-O-S-C-A-I-N-O, A-P-R-N. Rose Boscano, B-O-S-C-A-I-N-O, B as in boy. Next paragraph. Dear Rose, thank you for sending Richard Libby for primary evaluation. Next, here's President Ellis. This is a this is a 67-year-old male who has been experiencing cough with thick mucus production more in the early morning hours, has some itchiness in his throat, and has previously been treated for coronary artery disease and had stenting done. The patient is a diabetic and hypertensive and is overweight. And has history for snoring and apnea. He denied chest pains and denied any palpitations and has had no leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for recurrent bronchitis and history for diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He also has past history of hyperlipidemia and coronary artery disease with a previous myocardial infarct and a history for CVA. The patient had a head injury in 1975 and surgery was done. He also had a MI in 96 and 08 and had coronary angioplasty and stenting on more than two occasions, period. He had a TIA in the past and has had knee replacement surgery on the right. Next line, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and quit. No alcohol use. He worked in construction and has been exposed to asbestos. Next, med list included albuterol inhaler 2+ PRN, aspirin 1 daily. Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID. Duspar 10 milligrams BID. Valium 5 milligrams daily. Glimepiride 2 milligrams daily. Lisinopril 40 milligrams daily. Metformin metformin is 1000 milligrams half tablet BID. Promethazine 5 ml as needed and rosuvastatin 40 milligrams daily, sildenafil 100 milligrams PRN, trazodone 100 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of an MI, mother died of breast cancer. Next, system review: the patient has had no recent weight loss. He has some fatigue and denies fevers. He has no glaucoma, cataracts. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. He has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has enlarged glands. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and no seizures or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallorectal cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 84, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 224, saturation 98. HE and D are non-sphatic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Next supplement, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular, so an S2, no more. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus type 2. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. They also will need a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. I was advised to go on Steolto-Respimat, 2 puffs daily. In addition to the Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Advised to lose weight and come back for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. I'm sorry, copy for Rose Boscaino, APRN. Boscaino, B-O-S-C-A-I-N-O. APRN. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.